And throughout every step of that, and that testing and forging of that fire, I've just continued on. And I'm like, I'm going to speak the truth.
One, two, three, four. Welcome everyone to the Give, Send, Go Shine Brightly podcast, where we get to talk to people that are shining brightly all around the world. Today, I have an amazing guest, Monica, with us, and she's going to share a little bit about what she's doing. To kick it off, I will say you can find out more, or at least some of that, at givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews. givesendgo.com/Monica Matthews. That's where she has her crowdfunding campaign on Give, Send, Go, and you can read about the initiative she has there, as well as hear from her now as we begin this discussion. So Monica, thanks so much for jumping on today. I'm excited to hear about your journey, all that you're doing. Why don't you just begin with telling people a little bit about who you are? Who is Monica Matthews?
That's a big question. Thanks, Jacob. It's so good to be here. Thankfully, there's only one of me, I always say. I don't think the world can handle two. But what an honor and a blessing to be here with you guys. I'm so honored to have been chosen to highlight my campaign. So I am branching out from where I began in media. So I've been in ministry. I'm a Grammy nominated singer. I've been in politics for a number of years. And media, and primarily radio broadcasting. And I just made a decision after watching all the craziness with media, and how much media has really forsaken the American people, and really audiences at large, and just prayed about it, fasted, took myself to the mountains for a week, and came out with a very clear vision of what I've been tasked to do and the desire of my heart. So we are building a very dynamic and pure and earnest network called Thirst Entertainment Network. And we will be a streaming network. So we will curate, we will create, and we will distribute digital content. With the ultimate goal being to honor the Lord with all of our content. So while it may not be completely Christian centric, it will be news, home, hearth, and health, if you will, that is centered around the whole person, with a focus on ethical content that is rooted in the Lord.
Super cool. I love people that are taking the mountaintops, that are going after industries and redeeming them, is kind of the journey that we fell into here at Give, Send, Go. As I mentioned before the show even started, Heather and I were just two of 12 kids, grew up in a blue collar. My dad had a tree company, took trees down for residential house neighborhoods and for businesses. And we saw crowdfunding becoming twisted. Mm-hmm. We saw it had a great intent initially behind it, and then it just started moving and shifting into this weird thing where people's lives were being destroyed because big ideologically driven organizations were cultivating narratives that were just, whether it was censoring voices that they disagreed with and all these crazinesses. So we found ourselves in a very similar place, but I love hearing other people that are taking that journey. It is a journey of faith. I know as an entrepreneur, it was like this for years. It was completely up and down. It was high moments where things felt like everything was going right. And then there was like, oh God, what are you doing with me in this?
Right.
Yeah. So I understand. I sympathize. I'm so glad that we get to talk about it today. How did you hear? It's always fascinating for me to find out how people have heard of Give, Send, Go, whether it was through a specific campaign, whether it was a friend, whether it was the media, some media source.
Sure.
very interested.
Sure. So being in media, what a great question. So being in media, I've been familiar with Give, Send, Go, primarily because conservatives were running into roadblocks with regard to campaigns with other platforms, and one notably. And with that, people were just, you know, where do we go? So it's kind of, you guys have definitely led the charge on opening up other avenues for people to leave the mainstream networks, if you will, of crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. And so it wasn't lost on me whenever it was my turn to say, okay, do I invite the public into this? And more of a, hey, if you $5, $10, $100,000, whatever the Lord puts on your heart. And because people had such good experiences with you guys, and that's all I've seen are very good experiences, even, and I'll give you credit for this for sure. Even with some challenges in some challenging campaigns where people have, let's say they've been politically targeted and they've had to raise funds for legal fees, that you guys have been the absolute champion for people who have very real legal battles before them right now. Right. So I've been very instrumental in helping to amplify those campaigns within the conservative circles. So I'm proud to be a part of you guys for that reason. So it was just a natural fit for me. being ethically minded with media, and you guys being of the same, you know, the same fabric, if you will.
Yeah, no, it is, you know, it was the summer of 2020 after 5 years of building, just developing, walking out this path of creating a platform where a young man, I'm sure you know the name Kyle Rittenhouse, his campaign found itself at our doorstep. And it wasn't things that, you know, oftentimes it wasn't even something that we were anticipating. We weren't positioning ourselves necessarily in any of that brand or framework of anything. But God kind of brought that scenario to our door, and we had to make a decision at that moment where we were going to land. And it was fascinating because you had people on all sides of the political spectrum voicing their opinions, and you have to choose whose voice you're going to listen to.
Right.
And in a world where there are lots of narratives and lots of voices, you have to hone into the source of truth. And for us at Give, Send, Go, that's Jesus himself. That's Amen. The man who said he was truth.
Right.
And so we pressed into that, and we said, well, you know what, the things that we believe generally here in America as a country is that people are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, not public opinion.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the media might write about somebody. We see the media screw up all the time, whether intentionally or unintentionally. It goes both ways. And that's on all sides of the political spectrum. Those types of things can happen. It's like the best, logically, the best place for people to have a fair shake is when you have a prosecutor and a defense. So that really spun us into that whole vein of being a platform where, no, you get to have a voice. Mm-hmm. I love that the idea of giving a voice is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. And this really touches on what you're doing with a media network, is the very fabric of what we've been created to do as beings is to speak. Mm-hmm. Like God, the first act that God did was he opened his mouth, if that would
right.
be, and he spoke.
And he said, yeah.
And he said, he began to utter. In John 1, it's the logos, is like the internal manifestation out into creation. And Genesis 1:1, you see, he spoke and the things came into being. Right. And then in creation of humans, he marked us with his image and gave us that same gift of speaking. Like taking thoughts and verbalizing them. And I think people underestimate the power of voice, and even on a personal level, us as individuals, recognizing our own voice, and that we have things to say, that God gave us a brain, and that there's value in opening your mouth and talking about. A saying that I've heard, and I completely agree with this, but the antidote to hate speech or bad speech is not less speech, it's more speech.
Amen.
Anytime you say yes to God, amazing things are going
to
happen.
Our campaign is to raise money for families that are at the NICU.
Serve the veteran community.
Going and doing something for God's kingdom.
Being the hands and feet of Jesus to people.
What would you say? You're in an industry that is, it's media, it's communicating, it's getting ideas out there, relevant. What are your thoughts, I guess, general thoughts, maybe even around that idea of redemptive speech, using speech to bring life to situations? What are your plans in this media network that you're doing to really engage culture that way?
Sure. So everything from children's programming and utilize, you know, starting with the littlest of the least of these, right? Children's programming and utilizing AI with ethical programmers and ethical, you know, content and ideas that are biblically rooted. Mm-hmm. Again, not necessarily Bible stories, if you will, as much as the wonder of the gospel and how it's applicable to little people and how they learn and how they see themselves and their bodies and their mommies and daddies and, you know, godly family units. Everything from that to, you know, what is love? Who is love, right? Little basic concepts that most of us adults actually need to go back and revisit. So from children's programming to sports, what is it like to, you know, ethical reporting with regard to patriotism and honoring your nation, taking the sports complex back again? So, Jacob, effectively what we're doing is working with ethical content creators and personalities. We currently have 10 people on board right now who I've personally vetted, 10 personalities who are bringing their content with them for everything from people who are working at the border to save children from trafficking and really taking children out of the clutches of the trafficking network here through our government, unfortunately, and many others throughout the country. So those guys have their own voice here as well. So we're giving voice to people who are doing godly things and who are unafraid. These are very courageous people who understand the power of the spoken word, of speaking truth to worldly power, and understanding that the world would not have power if our Father did not allow it to be so. Mm-hmm. So we're basically ushering in so with the Home, Hearth, and Health, we're choosing, and without giving away the whole secret in the sauce, we are choosing personalities, some who are very well known already who are on board with us, and others who are up and coming, who the Lord has chosen. To be honest with you, some of them don't even feel, you know how we are when we're called, right? Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm not worthy. And the Lord's like, well, but you are, and I'm going to equip you along the way. So we're also curating talent and investing in that talent to get them to the position of being confident in their own voice, because they've got the spirit, they've got the gut, they've got the know-all, but it's a matter of being able to bring it, you know, in a professional manner to, in an entertaining manner as well, you know, to our audiences. So with that, you know, the Lord has really brought people together on my path who are just as courageous as I am about, I've been tested. I've been forged in the fire of having to go up against all types of industrial complexes, whether it's the sports or the sex complex. It's the faith complex, believe it or not. It's the political complex, you know, the military complex. And throughout every step of that, and that testing and forging of that fire, I've just continued on. And I'm like, I'm going to speak the truth. And he's calling his people and even people who don't know that they're his people unto himself, right? And so the greatest way to do that is recapturing, not through vain imagination, but with actual provoking the imagination of people through values and scriptural ideals to bring purity without being like the purity movement, if you will, but bringing like everything that is good and pure and noble. Think on these things.
Yeah.
Fill your eyes and your, you know what, Jacob, I tell my audience all the time, our ear gates and our eye gates are the most powerful entry points to this country, right? We always look to our military to kind of defend us, but our greatest defense is our, as individuals, is guarding our heart. And we're told to guard that above all things, right? And the number one way to our heart is through our eyes and our ears. And so for us at Thirst Entertainment Network, we take that very seriously. And we take the charge seriously that we're ministering to people, whether it's through daily news, it's through world news, it's through docuseries, it's through episodics, commentary, laughter, which we feel is really important. In the
yeah. Oh, 100%.
Help us laugh. So yeah, that's how we're doing it. It's through a number of genres and topic points with really solid humans that, love God's people.
That is fantastic. You know, I love, is what you really described is a great commission centric movement. It is discipleship. It's a raising up of people around you, near and dear to you, people that are close that aren't necessarily the Ivy League. Not that you'd want those anyway, but.
Right.
Right. With all that they're going through right now.
Right. yeah, we actually value original content at Thirst Entertainment Network.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's so much value to, and this is, we were actually having an annual review with one of our team leads, and his whole thought process was, we can continue to hire in this middle level, type of somebody that's had 7-8 years experience. Or he said, I really think we should be getting these 1-3 year level, like these young people that we can help build up in who they are as they're kind of navigating life, trying to figure things out. They have an idea and a passion, but we can help curate it. And this is the process of discipleship, of yes. raising people up. And I love to hear that you have that mindset. It's not, oh, we just need to get all these massive influencers that already have it all or whatever. It's like, no, let's raise people up from the ground and actually fulfill a commission that way. Super cool. So again, for everybody watching, listening, givesendgo.com/ Monica Matthews. You can see Monica's campaign right there. Monica, are there other ways that people can get in touch with you? How are you contactable? Websites, social media, what are other methods that people can have?
Sure. So thank you. My website is monicamatthews.com, and that's MATTHEWS. Okay. We also have thirstentertainmentnetwork.com, which is online, but we're currently in the build out phase of that. So you won't see programming or anything of that nature, but Monica@MonicaMatthews.com is the best way to reach me. Okay. Or you can call me at 404-965-1998 is our office number. And you can reach me that way as well. Also Twitter is my primary social media account, and that's Monica On Air Talk. And, I'm very active on Twitter, probably more than I should be. But it's exciting. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I love what you guys have built out. It's good to hear you've been inspiring to me in this as well. Now I want to bring you on my show and interview you guys, because what an inspiration to hear about the valleys and the peaks. You know, a lot of people think entrepreneurship is just raising money, and it is a campaign, right? So it's a lot like running for office, because you're encouraging people to come alongside you and run your race with you and to invest in you. But with that, it can be lonely. It can be very lonely as an entrepreneur. And I think I look forward to also with our Centertainment Network, and maybe there are ways that we can partner with you guys, to building out that that network of people who they fall by the wayside. There's a reason only so many entrepreneurs actually make it with their dream, right? So the discipleship component is really important. So thank you for sharing that you guys had your own valleys and peaks, you know, over the process, because we're certainly living through that as well.
Yeah. And then I know for us, one of the biggest advantage resource that we had was we intentionally surrounded ourselves with people that would speak into who That's we great. Were, what our situation, what we were trying to do, validating it or invalidating, like giving honest opinion, people that weren't afraid to say, hey, no, I think that's probably not the direction. A lot of people try to run the race by themselves, and having good counsel around you is super important for the journey, because people that will champion you when that going gets tough. I know there were so many times where it's like, I'm going to throw this towel in.
Yeah, you're like, I did not hear from you, Lord. I know I didn't.
Right. And people just like, no, I'm going to remind you of what you know to be happening. And I'm going to kind of keep this in front of you. And it's so important to have people like that. And we're fortunate that we have, like I mentioned, a large family and a very tight-knit family with siblings that have a similar desire to impact the world for good. And as we walked out the road that we were walking out, they kept championing, even when we're like, you know, we're not seeing everything that we want to see. Right. And this is law, you know, and we're not getting paid. And families aren't happy because it's like, how long do we do this? All of those things. And then as God does in the fullness of time, he does what he's supposed to do, what he does.
Yeah. And
as we walk faithfully out and we endure the process, and he builds character through it all. So I'm excited about what you have going on, Monica, with your media endeavors and taking back the airwaves.
Yeah.
For truth, absolutely. And for soundness, and even for a check, because, you know, it's really in with the brokenness of humanity, even as, say, redeemed Christians that have Jesus, our ability to know everything is limited. I'm not God. I give grace to not always have it and not always know everything. So it's the benefit of having differing voices. It's why we don't cancel voices. Bring the fullness of it, they kind of hold everything together. So what you're doing is so valuable for the landscape of wholeness for this country as it moves forward and impact around the world. So
thank you. That is our heart. And this is very timely, because people are like, oh, well, why have you only raised a certain amount up to this point? I'm like, well, okay. So I'm really good at running campaigns for other people, like politically, where you have to like call and raise the money. Okay. But it's so true. Then whenever it comes to asking for yourself,
right,
and even in media with the giant platform that I have, it has been a little daunting to put it out there and just wait to see what happens. So you have kind of forced me out of my shell now to where I'm like, okay, you know, and we're actually raising a considerable amount more than what's on my Gibson, So it's a lot more actually, but it's good, because people, $5, $10, people are so excited to give that. Someone has actually, you know, you can also give at my website, but smaller donations and whatnot, which has been really, it's been lovely to see people just give what they can. So
yeah, and that's how the world's changed. I mean,
yeah,
it's everyone doing their part. It could be, you know, it's not equal giving, it's equal sacrifice. And, you know, these,
yeah,
you know, you give what you can give. And if you can give $5, that's incredible. And we love seeing communities rally together to do those types of things. And I know, you know, there's a journey in all of that.
We want people to come to Give, Send, Go and say, that was the most seamless, easiest experience I've ever had from a fundraising platform. It's delivering excellence. And in doing so, sharing the hope that we have.
Last question before we off here. Have you received a phone call from a Give, Send, Go prayer partner?
I have. I think I've received one.
Yeah.
And it may, and actually I think they left a voicemail. So yes, and I did not return that. So
no, it's not even meant necessarily meant for returning a call, which is one of the things that we do here that I love to hear people's responses, because we do something completely unique, which is we call and pray with people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
About their, and just like you, yeah, we have our faith as a company and who we are, but our platform is for everybody. Like this message we have is for everybody. There's a lot of people on Give, Send, Go that I don't agree with what they're doing,
sure,
and what they're fundraising for, and all of those different things. But I know that we can step into their situation by calling them and sharing hope with them. And
that's awesome.
Whatever's happening. So it's great to hear that someone did call you. And
oh yes. Yeah, they have. And I thought that was beautiful as well. And we're doing the same thing, where that's why I'm very hesitant to be like, we're not a Christian broadcasting network, but we are all Christians. And so we bring that ethical foundation with us in our content, but we are for unifying and building bridges. So that's that, in drawing people unto Him. So again, you know, in like spirit is you guys, but that is beautiful that you guys actually call for that encouragement, because it also lets you know that you're not alone and that you guys care.
That's it. Monica, so great to meet you. So great to talk. I'm excited to see and follow you. I'll follow you on Twitter and watch as things continue to progress, and maybe as things progress here in our podcast and as things grow, we can have you back on in the future. You can tell us all the progress that's happened.
Be great.
Great meeting you, and look forward to seeing you on Twitter.
Thank you, Jacob. I appreciate you. God bless. Thanks for the opportunity. It's awesome.
All right, everybody. GiveSendGo.com/Monica Matthews. GiveSendGo.com/Monica Matthews. Everyone, don't forget, continue to shine brightly in this world. We need it. All right. See you later.